So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Watching the asphalt grow, thinking how it all looks hand-me-down.
Good welcoming. Good welcoming.
Woo. Ooh, that's
the way to start. Good welcoming.
Good. I like that. Good welcoming.
That's the way we're going to start greeting
good
everybody.
Good welcoming to the radio show about mortgages.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasHunting.com Mortgage Show. I'm Kevin Miller here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba here to share.
Good welcoming.
All the happiness that comes with your mortgage. And we want you to get in touch with us today, and we want to talk with you about getting yourself into a loan this summer. Mortgage applications are starting to increase a little bit. Mortgage rates came down a little bit this week. We can talk about that. And we can talk about how to save you money when you're trying to buy, when you're trying to refinance, when you're trying to get cash out of your home. TexasHunting.com is here. We've been here for the last 25 years or so in DFW, and we want to be around for much longer. So make sure you get in touch with us for your home loan.
Heck yeah.
Text us early and often today, 972-849-9363.
That's it. That's
972-849-9363. That's how you text us your questions if you're trying to get that loan done. And you just want to ask some questions. This is not an application show. This is an idea show, giving you ideas about saving you money when you're trying to buy or refinance or getting home equity. So let's get that going early.
I think it's a more of an information show, Kevin.
It's an info show.
Info show.
And so
I like that one too. Info show.
Good welcoming to your info show.
Good welcoming. Yeah.
So we want to share with you that mortgage rates are dancing. They're dancing a lot.
Dancing.
We saw them move a lot this week.
Yep, up and down.
The stuff that's going on over there in the Middle East right now.
Yep,
has people posturing, has money moving. The initial reaction was mortgage rates came down pretty fast. Bond yields came down really fast. That includes mortgage yields, mortgage rates. And so that was the initial reaction. But then they said, wait a minute, that the price of oil is skyrocketing right now because of this. And what's that going to do to inflation? And so people started thinking, oh, no, we don't know what to do. So mortgage rates came down a little bit. They came up a little bit.
So they're still stuck.
At the end of the week, they came down a little. They're a little bit lower than they were last week.
Yeah.
That's good news. And so you're trying to get that loan done this summer. You're trying to buy that house before the new school year starts, before the kids have to go back to school in a couple months. And so you're trying to get that purchase done. And so make sure you start with TexasHoney.com, or if you have that quote already, give us a call and we'll see what we can do for you to make sure you're getting the greatest deal you can. Bubba, you're talking to people every day.
Yes.
What are you seeing?
I'm seeing that there's a lot of inventory out there for purchase, and it's time to make it happen. I talked to a couple this week that are, very well qualified to buy a house, but they never bought one before, and they thought they had to have 20% down. They said, well, we're going to wait until January when we have 20% down. I said, why do you? You said, no, marry the house, dance with the interest rate. Come on.
Yeah.
Let's do it. And so I pushed him over to Stuart, and he walked him off the ledge, and he's out there looking for houses for him.
Yeah. Stuart's a realtor, friend of ours, and so they're out there with Stuart looking at some houses. If you want to get referred to a great realtor, we have some people to refer you to. Make sure you get in touch with us. We'll pre-approve you, get you a pre-approval letter. You don't need 20% down. First-time home buyers for conventional loans. For conventional loans, you can get as little as 3% down on a conventional loan product. There are some down payment assistance programs for certain people with certain income requirements and things, certain locales you need to be in. Mm-hmm. And depending on different municipalities, they might have some bond money, depending on where you are, for helping with down payments. But your traditional conventional mortgage down payment for a first-time home buyer is as little as 3% down. And it comes with certain credit score requirements. You're going to have higher mortgage insurance with that one than you would if you had 20% down. But you only need 20% down if you want to avoid PMI. But we're not buying a house to avoid PMI. We're buying a house so that we have a place to live and that hopefully our home values, hopefully the home that you do buy will go up in price over time, hopefully. There are certain times when mortgages or home values don't go up forever, which that helps you with your taxes on the property, maybe. And some of you would like to have lower taxes on your property right now. But in the meantime, there are certain parts of the country where home values are dropping. In certain parts of Florida, they're dropping. In Texas, though, we haven't seen it. And so some areas are higher, some areas are stagnant. But you know what? The good news is that you're in Texas.
Yes.
People are moving here, and so your home has value.
The great country of Texas.
It's a republic, Bubba.
It should be the Republic of Texas.
It's a republic. So anyway, make sure you get in touch with us, and we'll be happy to answer your questions about that home purchase. 972-849-9363. That's the number you want to call if you want to get your home loan done. If you want to get your questions.
Your questions in.
Well, you can call that number,
too. You can get your home loan in, too.
You can call that number. If you want to get your questions in for your mortgage, text us.
This is Texas and
text us at 972-849-9363. So we said mortgage rates came down. What to expect going forward? They're trying to get this money spent in Congress in this administration, and that the money that they're going to spend isn't going to make prices go down. And so there's nothing that the federal government does that says we're going to stop spending money. And as long as there's money being spent all over the place.
Or printed.
Yeah, spent and printed. Then your inflation is not going to be going away anytime soon. And unless the economy collapses, no one can buy anything. And who knows what happens with that. But we are here to help you get your mortgage done. And we're trying to make sure you're saving money while you're doing it. Also, second lien fixed home equity loans. A lot of people getting those, Bubba.
Yep.
A lot of people still sitting those 2.5% interest rates that you have on your COVID mortgage loan that you had. Not everyone got that COVID mortgage loan.
Yep.
Some people have loans still at 5.5% from 10 years ago, and they want to get them refinanced. and some of them need cash out and these other things. And we can help you out with all that. Get your questions in. If you're trying to get that cash out loan, send us the following information by text. And if you're trying to get that home equity loan and trying to get that money put to use to lower your credit card interest rates, send us this information. Send us the value of your home and the balance of your mortgage, along with your credit score and your mortgage rate. So your mortgage rate, your credit score, your balance on your mortgage, and your home's current value. We'll give you an idea about how much cash you can get out of your home. Be happy to answer your questions here on the air. And no obligations, just getting you some ideas.
And if you're driving around and you own some investment properties, did you know you can get second lien cash out on your investment property? A lot of people don't know that, but we can do it.
Make sure you get in touch with us today, and we'll be happy to help.
Definitely.
972-849-9363.
Also,
if you're trying to buy a home this summer or any time in the next year, send us the following information by text. It is your current income, your expected down payment, and your current credit score. We can give you with that an idea about what your home payment might be, about what your mortgage amount you might be able to get, what kind of loan you might be thinking. That little information, as long as it's accurate, will give you an idea of what direction you're going to be going. Maybe you have a family member who's looking for a loan. Maybe you have a veteran who's a family member. Maybe they need an FHA loan for someone else. Maybe you want to get that cash out or an investment property loan. Give us your questions now to 972-849-9363.
I got one here for you, Kevin.
Okay.
Well, this
is not your girlfriend texting you, is it? We don't want to answer any of her questions.
I wish she would text me.
Oh, well.
Okay, but it says bad credit card debt, need home repairs, any options for cash out, value 230, 0120, 3%, 650 score. Well, 650 score qualifies for...
So with our current home value of 230, the maximum they're going to be able to get out of their house is $184,000. That's $184,000, which is 80% of 230. It's that's the simple math. Good thing we're using round numbers like 80. Can you imagine if I had to do like 82.5 and then people are driving around and then we start talking about 82.5 and you start talking math and then people just, they want to end it, so they just drive into that wall. If anyone is sitting on the side of the road right now,
sitting on the side of the road, and
you see that they're crying, it's because they're having to listen to us talk about math on the radio. I don't want any more math.
I thought this was a sports radio
show. The only
show.
Math people want to hear on this station with decimal points in it is people's batting average, okay?
Or
that's all people want.
Or their winning percentage.
Or their ERA.
Yes. Whether Luka was
or their RSBI, but those aren't by decimals; those are round numbers. But anyway, we're talking about your home loan, and so you have to give us some leeway when we're talking about round numbers. 80% of your home value—that's what you can get
depending
out of
depending on credit score. I mean, there's what they call loan level pricing adjustments. He says he's got a 650 score on a cash out refinance. He's probably looking only at 70%.
So 80% is the max in Texas.
Yeah.
The maximum you can get out when you get cash out of your home is 80% of the value of the home. Yeah. Now, not everyone qualifies for the maximum.
But.
So this person, based on their credit score, might get 70%.
Might be able to do a second lien at 50K for them.
We'll have to take a look and see if it can get done.
Yeah, definitely have to take a look. I mean, I'll touch base with you. Yeah.
Get in touch with us by text, 972-849-9363, 972-849-9363. If you're Bubba's girlfriend, text me at my number, and I'll be happy to answer all the questions you have about... No, I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding. And so make sure that you get in touch with us today for your home loan. It's Saturday, but we have loan officers working, and they want to take your phone call, get your application in. When I say application, it's not really... an application. It's just your info. Hey, here's my phone number. Here's my email. Here's my name. I'm thinking about buying a house in this home value area. Give us a call. And then that's what we do. We get in touch with you. And then we take an application and try to get you pre-approved and all that stuff.
Definitely.
Just know it's a free pre-approval. And we're just going to run your numbers and send you an idea. And then you'll say, yeah, you gave me an idea. And then you call us back 3 weeks later and you're ready to go. That's how it goes. It's like we start moving in the direction of happiness.
Yes.
Move yourself in the direction of happiness, either by saving money with lower interest rates and a refinance, by lowering your credit card interest rates, by taking it from 25% average down to what the current mortgage rates are. And if you're paying 7 to 10% on a cash out mortgage versus 25%, you're going to be paying a lot less interest on that debt Definitely. That you have. So we'll move you in that direction of happiness. Or if you're tired of living in rent and you want to start owning your own home and hopefully own your own house someday and have something of value that you might be able to sell someday, then let's get down that road of happiness on a home purchase by texting us at 972-849-9363 or going to texaslending.com right now. We want to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to get to these questions and start getting them in right now. We'll come back and answer them after these messages on 105.3 The Fan.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We are back in the TexasLending.com mortgage show.
We're back and we're jamming.
You're getting ready for your sports Saturday. All kinds of stuff
US
going on.
US Open golf. It'll be riveting.
Riveting.
Only three people under
So
par.
If you're watching golf and you watch this course, I, too, can make a U.S. Open course in my backyard if I just let the grass grow to 8 inches long. And you, too, won't find your golf ball. Come on over to my backyard. We'll practice the U.S. Open today. And so, hopefully, you can enjoy that. Or you have some NHL and you have some NBA and you got some baseball and highlight and croquet and all the different things that you can play on a weekend. Maybe some cornhole. All the things that you want to do with your, is it summer? Not even summer yet. We're not even into summer yet. We're still in the spring.
Oh,
enjoy
really?
The rest of your spring. Get in touch with us right now with your text questions, 972-849-9363. And make sure you go to TexasLending.com today or right now for your home loan. Bubba, do you have any questions?
Yeah, I do. All right, y'all spoke about money down for the first time and 20%. But what about the structure for someone buying land and doing a builder loan?
Okay, so it depends on how you're doing that buying land and builder loan. If you're going to try to buy land first, there are ways that you can get a loan where a builder is already building on loan on land, and you can buy a loan from a builder. But if you're going to buy land and then get in touch with a builder and then have them do all their blueprints and surveys and all the fun stuff that goes along with that, if you're going to be doing that, if you're going to buy the land first, you're probably going to get land loan from a bank.
Yep.
And the best ones are the banks that are within a stone's throw of the land. Banks
and
have to.
VA has a land loan too. If you're a VA,
banks have to give a certain amount of loans to people in the area where they have a bank, and so they have to reinvest in their community.
Yes.
And so they will be offering these land loans, and typically, if you're going to get land, you're looking at 10% to 20% down,
mm-hmm.
and I would expect 20, and then you're going to most likely have that on a balloon note.
Mm-hmm.
And so a balloon note is something where, let's say they do it on a 30-year mortgage, that has to be paid off in 2 years. What I mean is the payment is such that it seems like it's going to get paid off in 30 years, but they say, yeah, but you got to have it paid off in two. So this is a 30-year payment for this land and pay it off in two. Now, many of those times you can buy that land and you might be able to extend it to 3 years. You might be able to say, well, I don't have the land. They don't have the home built on this yet. I want to extend this land loan out. Those land loans are typically done on balloon notes, and those balloon notes are typically tied to prime,
mm-hmm.
the prime rate. Not many of you know what the prime rate is. And the prime rate is whatever Deion Sanders says it is. Well, that's the prime time rate.
Oh,
that's
prime time rate.
Different rate.
Yeah.
It's a prime rate. And so the prime rate is 3% over the overnight rate.
Yep.
3%. So whenever they say the Federal Reserve raised the overnight rate, the Federal Reserve is lowering the overnight rate. Whatever the overnight rate is, you add 3% to it, and that's what your prime rate is. Typically, your land loan is tied to prime. They'll say prime plus two, prime plus one.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you're looking at with your land loan. Okay, that's just a land loan. Then you get to get a construction loan. And you're going to have to get a builder lined up and get a construction loan. Where TexasLending.com comes in is we're going to get what we call a construction to permanent refinance approval for you. And we're going to say, when this is all done, when you're done, you know, drinking tequila to take the pain away from your discussion about land loans, when you get the construction loan and you get all this stuff done, we're going to say, okay, we're going to take that land loan, we're going to take that construction loan, and we're going to refinance them all into one final loan, and that's called a construction to permanent refinance. That's where we come in. We're going to get you pre-approved for that loan. We're going to send it to that builder. We're going to send it to the bank. We say, hey, they are approved. When this is all said and done, we're approved to take them out. They're good to go with a final mortgage.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Okay. So
that's why they invented mojitos. Okay. So
it's okay.
All because right. Now you can sit back and say, I can't wait to
have one
watch
this
about,
afternoon and yeah. watch the golf. All right. So 70K, that must be their income. 25K down, 800 credit. What kind of house do they afford?
Now, we said, what is your down payment expectation? So they might be putting 70K down. Is that what they didn't say?
No, I think it says 25K down.
25K
I
down.
I think 70K is their income.
Their income. So they make about $6,000 a month.
Yeah.
So about $2,000 a month is about your mortgage that you can qualify for. If you're a first-time listener, it's about a third of your monthly income. So that's the kind of mortgage that you're thinking about being in, about $2,000 a month. That's in the area where you're possibly going to find your approval based on the rest of, depending on the rest of your debts.
Yes, depending on, that's the big thing. You know, do you have the $900 car payment?
What was their credit score?
It says 800.
800, so great credit score.
Great credit score, yeah.
So what can you get around $200,000? Well, you can park at the Cowboys game maybe twice this season for $200,000. And, well, I say for 2000. So for $2,000 a month, you might be looking at a $240,000 mortgage sales price.
Right.
$240,000 sales price. And so
nowadays that's mostly you're going to find townhomes in that area. It's going to be hard to find a suitable single family housing with yards. And
depending on where you are.
Yeah, I know.
Depending on what part of town you're in. Yeah. And so, I mean, if you're talking about downtown Dallas,
or North Dallas,
it's gonna
be tough. Or,
so depending on what kind of, if you're anything. Anywhere near the skirts, you know, the outskirts, then you can find yourself, you know, you can maybe find something in that area. And so that's what you're looking at. You're looking at a sales price around $240, $250 if you're going to put that down payment. But remember, the minimum down payment for a first-time home buyer on a conventional loan is 3%. The minimum out-of-pocket on an FHA loan is 3.5% out-of-pocket on the sales price. You have your VA loans where you have zero-down options, and your USDA loans that have some zero-down options. Doesn't sound like you're going to qualify for the USDA loan because you have the down payment requirement for a conventional loan. And so it's going to be probably FHA for you or conventional. And they all come with different mortgage rates, and they all come with different mortgage insurance.
Right.
And so your FHA is going to have some better insurance in some areas than that conventional. But there are some caveats with that the mortgage insurance doesn't go away on an FHA loan, where it might go away over time on a conventional. You need to talk to a loan officer at TexasLending.com. They'll sort this all out for you. And you can just look at some numbers and you say, what's my out-of-pocket? What's my monthly payment? Is my payment going to change? If it does, what are the things that will change? Typically, your homeowner's insurance, your taxes, and your property taxes. And those are the things that are going to change the most, your homeowner's insurance, your property taxes, and maybe your homeowners association dues. Those are the things that are going to change on you. If your interest rate's fixed, it's not going to change. Mm-hmm. Your principal and interest payment should stay similar.
And you might be able to do, I mean, you know, a lot of people have family that maybe might be a non-occupying co-borrower. Because I've seen this before where they've actually got somebody that's going to move in and rent a room from them for $1,000 a month. But you can't count that because that's not there. But if you can get, you know, I see where they do non-occupying co-bar where they get their parents to sign on because their parents love them dearly. Yeah.
Or they don't like them and they want them out.
Yeah.
Well, one out of two. It's either like you or that you're in good luck. If you're going to try to move away from your parents will either give you some money because they like you, or they'll give you some money to make you go away. So you're in a great position. So
anyway, all right. So next question here. All right. So this is one that I see too often lately. The house is worth $356. I owe $335. I have a 6% rate, but I have a 535 score, but need money now.
Yeah.
That's
the 535 score is out of the realm of your current institutional investors.
Yep.
Your equity position on your home is not such that you'll have any ability to get cash out at this time. You might need to be thinking about maybe if paying for the mortgage is really going to be a difficult thing, you may want to think about getting that thing sold and trying to look at that option.
Rebuilding.
Yeah, rebuilding your credit. Back, yeah, you know? If there is extra money. Doesn't sound like you have a lot of equity there.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're going to have to, you know, some of that money is going to go towards realtors, and then you're not going to be left with a whole lot for you right now. Hopefully you can get that put together. Hopefully things can come back for you in a way, in a timely period. And so give yourself a timeline, get it worked out over that time, and let's get you back on track.
Definitely.
Hopefully it works out for you. 972-849-9363. That's our text line. Text us now. Bubba, any more?
Nope.
Get us. You are in line right now. If you get us your question, we will answer it right away. Yeah, so what if you are in difficult times? How long does it take to get back before you can buy a house again? And we've talked about it on this show before, and we always want to iterate for you your options. And so some of you don't know about the foreclosure or the bankruptcy situation. Do you know that 3 years after a foreclosure, three years after a foreclosure, you may buy a house under an FHA program? Mm-hmm. As little as 3 years after a foreclosure. And so if you foreclosed on a home 3 years ago and you reestablished credit, you might be able to buy a home right now and be considered a first-time home buyer. Because in the mortgage industry, if you have not had yourself on title to a mortgage, on title to a home, on property in the last 3 years, then you are considered a first-time home buyer again. So you start anew. And so it's not forever. It is as little as 3 years after foreclosure, you may get yourself into an FHA loan or a VA loan. These are options for you. If you're trying to get a conventional loan, it's a much longer period of time.
Four.
And when you talk about bankruptcy, Chapter 7.
2 years.
2 years after discharging of Chapter 7 bankruptcy, you may qualify for an FHA or a VA loan. Just the same. And so it's not forever, and you can get yourself reestablished in that period of time. If you can, then we have mortgage options for you at texaslending.com. So get your questions in with us today, and we'll be happy to help you and find out what we can do.
30 minutes. You got 30 minutes left.
Yeah. Some people, when I started in this industry, the thing I found fascinating was I didn't know, and no one told me, and it wasn't sitting on a wall blaring at me that you can get a mortgage while you're in a Chapter 13 bankruptcy. And so people were sitting out there and they're paying back a Chapter 13 bankruptcy through the courts, reestablishing their credits, repaying their debtors through the courts. And then if you're doing that for 12 months, as little as 12 months, paying your Chapter 13 bankruptcy on time through the courts, you may qualify to buy a home under FHA or even VA. So you need to have those payments paid on time. We need to get approval from the trustee. We need to do these things, but we have people at texaslending.com who can help you through this. So get in touch with us today. We're going to take a break. Get your questions in now, 972-849-9363. If you have a question about a friend or a family member or yourself, we can help. Text us now, 972-849-9363. 9363. Go online and get your information in there at texaslending.com. Coming back for more, answering your questions here in the texaslending.com Mortgage Show after these messages on 105.3 The Fan. We are back in the texaslending.com Mortgage Show. I'm Kevin Miller here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. It's that time of year where you get to invite your inappropriate uncles over to your house.
Please do. Please do.
So you make yourself feel better about yourself. It's a self-esteem thing. As long as inappropriate uncles are around, you all feel better about yourself, don't you, Bubba?
Well, I'm also a father to five wonderful children.
Inappropriate Grandpa Bubba.
And eight grandkids and another one on the way.
That's not bad for being 35 years old. I don't know what you're doing in your family, but you know. So anyway, get in touch with us here for your mortgage. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba will be happy to help you with your mortgage. Sure. One of our loan officers is available now while we're on the show. You can get in touch with us by going to our website and just clicking on the number there, or just call, and you can go and get that number there. It's easier just to remember the text line to text us now at 972-849-9363. All right, Bubba, people are trying to get cash out of their home, and they think it's going to take forever, and they think, man, I don't want to really go through all this. We're all sitting around and we used to, back in my day, when I was a kid, my mother used to make food from scratch. And she'd go to the store and you had to buy a chicken, and then you wanted to fry chicken, you had to fry it. Or
if
you wanted to make potato salad, you made potato. There was no potato salad already made for you anywhere. You had to make your own potato salad, right?
Wow.
Well, now, I mean, you had to make your own baked beans. Now you just buy all this stuff. All this stuff is available now, right? You can get everything. But on your mortgage, you have to start from scratch. You got to talk to a loan officer. We got to take your application. We got to get your information. You can't just push a button and get a mortgage. It doesn't exist. Mm. You can't, even though the people that want to go to the moon with you, those people, it's not push a button, get a mortgage. You have to talk to a loan officer and you got to get your application in and you got to get all the same information for them as everybody else. But you know what? We're in your own backyard. And we're here to help. Bubba, you have any questions?
Yeah. So could you go over some of my options? Would be about getting down payment assistance. I'm 34. I make $70,000 a year. Credit scores are roughly 620. Never owned a home. I've never even thought about getting a mortgage prior to this. Any sort of guidance would be greatly appreciated. I'm okay with staying in a rural area, but I would like to live in a nicer home.
But before you've ever owned a house before, it's hard to think about the benefits of what a home brings. And then after a while, when you own a home, you go like, wow, I never thought about that part of it. Because people think, okay, I'm renting. If I buy a home, someday I'll be able to pay it off, and then I won't have rent anymore. I'll just be paying taxes until my ears bleed. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't mean to say that. No, you'll just be paying taxes and homeowners insurance when the home is eventually paid off, but you have a property paid off. But what about the value of the home going up? What if you buy a home for $200,000 and eventually it's $400,000?
Yep.
But you only owe $200,000 and you've paid it off. Now eventually one day you owe $100,000 on it, but it's worth $400,000 and you sell it and now you have some money. Never, people don't think about that part of it. And so that's an investment. And so it's an opportunity for you to think about it that way.
It's an opportunity to look at it and see what it takes to get you to either whether you want to do a USDA loan, zero down, or you want to do a FHA down payment assistance loan. Your credit scores are right there where you need to be.
Did it say they're in a rural area?
They said they would be fine with a rural area.
A rural area.
Well, it says a rural area, but I'm saying it's rural.
Rural. Okay. I don't know. How do you say that in Texan?
It's rural.
How do you say it in Texan, Bubba?
Rural.
Okay.
Rural.
Listen area. To him. I'm from Michigan. We say it, you know, we talk different. And so.
Hey, I just want to say you're 34 years old.
You're not even, old. You're way behind Bubba. Bubba's only 35 and he's got 8 grandkids.
Yeah.
Imagine living where he grew up.
And I have a daughter that's 35, 39.
Oh, you just messed up my math.
Yep. And she's just had her fourth baby and she started at 35.
So things start at 35. I got married at 35.
Did you?
I didn't even have.
I remember that.
Yeah. And so I didn't even have a baby till I was 39. But here's the thing. We're talking about you. They want to know how to get.
Uncle Bubba.
They want to know how to get. They don't have a down payment ready, right? How do you get zero down? How do you get down payment? There are down payment assistance programs we can look into for you and see if you qualify.
You can actually get into a house with hardly any money at all because you can get closing costs paid by the seller, right?
In many cases. In many cases, you can negotiate with you and your realtor, with the seller's realtor and the seller, and you might be able to get the closing costs paid for by the seller out of the sales price of the house. You then might be able to get some down payment assistance.
Mm-hmm.
But in a rural area, if you're in the proper rural area, when I say proper, qualifies for USDA loan. USDA loans are in rural areas to help people in those communities get into homes for very low down payments or no down payment on a USDA loan. So if you can qualify for USDA at zero down, if you can, and get the seller to pay your closing cost, you can see that it's very inexpensive. The things you can expect out of pocket, maybe some earnest money on your purchase contract. Maybe you pay for an appraisal prior to getting into the home and maybe a home inspection. These are the things you should expect out of pocket. They can be expensive. Inspections can be a few $100. Appraisals are going to be around $600. You should expect that, around $600.
And maybe this guy less, says, thank you, guys. I listen every Saturday. Sorry, I can't spell.
So
my rural thing was correct.
Well, it's okay. You know what? We all get it. And so... And half the times I try to spell, Suri says I'm spelling it wrong. She changes the words I'm spelling correctly, and she changes the word on me. You have to be careful these days.
Know.
She's changing it
I
more
know.
Often.
And I have to use voice text quite a bit. So
yeah.
She's weird
gaslighting me all the time. I want to say this. That's not what you meant to say. You meant to say this. No, that's not what I meant to say.
No, I didn't mean that. Anyway, hey, here's another one. I bought my house December 2024. On February 2025, I lost my job paying my house with my emergency money that I'm fixing to run out. Can I sell my house? Well, of course you can sell your house.
You can sell your house.
Yes, and start all over.
And so get it sold before things get bad. Do it quicker. Well, hopefully you can do it quickly. Hopefully there's equity there. But this is why we say this. Don't put all your down payment money into the house. Put what you need to get the mortgage you want and the payment you want. Keep the rest in your bank account.
Ah.
So now I'm not talking about this person. I'm just talking about people. The philosophy is have 12 months of living expenses in your bank account. Once you have 12 months of living expenses, if you do lose your job or get hit by the truck or you have a divorce or something, make sure you have those expenses so that you can continue paying for the mortgage until you can get the house sold or get a new job or get healthy or those things. And so if you're putting everything you have into the mortgage, just be careful because, at some point you might fall. But then you can just sell the house.
Wait, are you reading my text ahead of me? Is this AI? Is this Google?
I am like an AI.
The next person says, I am purchasing a home for $370K. I have $120K in equity in my current home, and I'm trying to determine to how much to put down.
Put the minimum amount down you need to have the payment that you wish that makes you feel comfortable so you can have cash flow. Keep equity in your bank. Have it there for peace of mind, rainy day.
Right.
Because there is a correlation between lack of cash flow and alcohol consumption. It's a scientific study done by no one. I made it up, but it seems to be real. When you get stressed out, we're all taught by all the TV shows we watch that when you're stressed out, you grab a drink. And so maybe that's what caused it.
But listen to this. He says, lenders are encouraging me to put 20% down.
Why?
But I'm also getting feedback to do 10%. Can you give me some math on proportional monthly income to monthly payments that should be assessed? Shouldn't your lender, the people that you're talking to, because you're not talking to TexasLending.com.
So because if you got 20% down and you got extra money in your bank account on the side, do it if you want. But it's not required.
No.
But the one thing you may have if you put less than 20% down is PMI. Okay.
Yep.
But if you got to pay $100 a month with PMI versus having an extra $20,000 in your bank account that you can use in case something goes awry or you got to get the HVAC fixed and I had to use it for my down payment so I don't have any more money. And my wife wants new carpet and I don't know how to put carpet in and I spread it all on my down payment.
And like I said, it's harder to get the money out because you can't get it out.
Yeah.
20% down.
So
you can't say you need it. Yeah. But if you had to get money out, you're not going to be able to get it back out. It's in bricks and mortar.
I know some of you listen all the time and we say it and you go like, we already know this. The ratio of your monthly income to your expected monthly house payment for approval. We don't know what's comfortable to you because we don't know what your other debts are. We don't know if you have boats and country club dues and all kinds of different things and cars and
extra vehicles.
So, but the math is 1/3 of your monthly income is where you should be. One, finding your approval level. And if your monthly income is 10 grand a month, then $3,300 a month would be the expected mortgage payment. And when you're including that mortgage payment, think about your HOA dues. Think about your taxes on the property. But the one thing you may not know, let's say you're buying a house right now. I think we all need to be careful of this. If you're buying a home from an existing home seller, some of these home sellers bought their home at $300,000 and now it's worth $600,000. But the taxes haven't caught up yet because they can only increase the taxes on the property 10% a year. Well, homes went up 50% over like 2 years during the COVID times. Home prices or home values, they went up 100%.
In some places.
And so the taxes can only go up 10% per year. And so if you get into that house and your payment's $3,300 now, in 2 years, it could be $3,600. Mm-hmm. You could be paying an extra $300 a month towards the taxes on the property. So be prepared for that. But 1/3 of your monthly income, your adjusted gross income, is what typically we find approvals for our mortgages. Now, we got to take a break, and we want more of your questions, so get them in now. Get them in at 972-849-9363. 972-849-9363. That's the TexasLending.com text line. We're going to come back and answer more of your questions after these messages on 105.3 The Fan.
Boom, boom.
All right. Get your groovy music here. getting ready for your sports Saturday.
Overlooking North Dallas High School, built in 1922, the Bulldogs.
Make sure you get in touch with TexasSunny.com for your home loan. Be sure to do it. Have your friends do it. Have your family do it. You can do it. If you just want to talk to inappropriate Uncle Bubba to make yourself feel better, you can do that too.
Yeah, just text 972-849-9363.
Yep. And so he'll start texting you back.
Yep.
Bubba needs friends too. And so make sure you get in touch with us and we'll be happy to help.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right. We've been talking about all kinds of different things that people can look forward to. And I was thinking before the show today, I said, you know, what can I do to help people that just don't... This one person texted earlier and they said, I just don't know what to think about. What do I need? And so you're sitting at home and you never bought a home. You think, what kind of things do I need? I'm going to give you the five things that I want you to gather. And once you have those five things gathered and you think, maybe I can get down payment assistance. Let's see what I can do to get myself into a home for the least amount of money I can. And you call someone at TexasSunny.com and get you free pre-approval and say, this is what you're going to see. Make sure you have your W-2s handy. Okay. Your last couple years of W-2s, right? Find your tax last 2 years of tax returns. Just have them handy and ready to go. Get your bank statements, your last three bank statements.
Month worth of pay stubs.
And 1 month worth of pay stubs. That's four things.
That's four.
If you have those things ready, that is your pay stubs, your W-2s, your bank statements, and your tax returns. That's going to give us some of your financial information. Let's say you also want to document some assets. Maybe you have a 401k. We're going to document that as well. So those are the five things you want to have ready to go. You want to document your assets. Typically, it's either come from your bank account, but if you said, I got this much in, you know, in assets and net worth for your application, you want to have those things. Who would need extra? Maybe if you're getting child support.
Maybe if you're self-employed.
Maybe you're self-employed and we need your K-1s as well.
Profit and loss.
Maybe you're getting alimony. Maybe you had a divorce and we need to see the divorce decree to find out what you have to pay in child support. Maybe you have an investment property and we need to see your rental agreements and things like this. You see, But if you're buying a home for the first time and you just have that simple information, let's see your assets through your bank accounts and your 401k and those kind of things. And then we told you those five things are.
A lot of people don't know, Kevin, that you can use your 401k for your down payment.
They don't know that. You can.
And there's no penalty.
In some cases. And so in some cases, I always have to be the disclaimer for inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
It's not in some cases.
In some cases.
In some okay. cases. In every case.
Okay. So, so also know that you're going to have some money out of pocket. When do you need money out of pocket? When you're going to buy a home. When you put a contract on a home with a seller, when you sign it, they want earnest money. They say, this is in earnest, $2,000, $5,000, $10,000, $500. Depending on what the earnest money required is, you're going to put that money down, out towards earnest money. And that earnest money, if you get out of the contract in a period of time, typically, if you have an option period, you can get that money back. And then appraisal money. These are appraisal money, you're going to need appraisal money. You're going to need maybe a home inspection and earnest money. And so these are the out-of-pocket things, but that's after you get a contract in a house. And then maybe if you're going to go to lunch with your realtor, you might need some money for Chick-fil-A, or maybe you like pop. I don't care which chicken place you like, but it's probably going to be chicken, most likely, if you're going to go out with your realtor. I don't know why it is, but it's chicken. I'm just going to say it.
Rubber chicken?
Well, maybe it's going to be fajitas, maybe, but you can always get chicken fajitas too. I don't know. But that's your money out of pocket.
All right. We got one.
Prior to closing on a home loan.
One question that's going to take the rest of the show.
Uh-oh.
I have $1.5 million in equity in my home up to the fact I built 11 years ago. Put 30% down. And the appreciation, I started a company 3 years ago that didn't go well and racked up some credit card debt and an SBL, which I'm not sure what an SBL is.
Small business loan.
I was going to say, help me out there, Kevin. I want to get rid of a 21% credit card rate and the 9% interest on the SBL. I'm currently locked into a 30-year 3.2 fix. Is it smart to do an equity line of credit to pay that off? Typical credit score was a 20, but high secure unsecured loan.
What is their current income?
Doesn't say what the current income.
See, that's going to be the
that's
thing.
That's going to be the kicker.
The kicker is, well, if we get you cash out of the house, we got to document your current, you said your self-employment didn't go well, your business didn't go well. So what is your income documentation? If a mortgage company is to give you money, we need to document your ability to repay that mortgage. And so it's called the ATR rules, ability to repay. The ATR rules say that if a mortgage company does not document your ability to repay, then you may not have to repay that mortgage if you get an attorney over the later on. But we have to document your ability to repay. So if you have that income and we can document it, we can talk about getting cash out of that home. You can always get a second lien cash out. If you have the documentation, you can leave your current rate where it is. What was their current rate on their mortgage, Bubba?
3.2.
So let's leave that 3.2. Let's talk about maybe a second loan if you have equity in it. Maybe get a second loan if it can hold you over until you can get everything else reestablished, get the SBL paid off. Let's see what we can do to help you out. Let's document some income there for you. If you are still self-employed, we will need to say K-1s. Even if we're showing you getting income and you getting W-2s, we got to document that the corporation is making money. That's part of the ATR rules. We have to show that your corporation will be able to continue paying you money. And so we'll get that all said and done when we get your documentation together. So get in touch with us at texaslending.com. Another option. We can take a look at doing a non-QM loan if you're getting if we can document income coming through your bank statements. If you have income that we can document a monthly amount of money that's flowing into your bank account. And so we see $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a month coming into your bank account. And on average, we take 12 months or 24 months, depending on which ones you want to document for us. We can use that potentially and look at another option for you. Yeah, so those are your options. But we're out of time. It just went like that.
It's Father's Day.
Father's Day weekend.
I'm a father.
Enjoy your time with your fathers. And hopefully you can do something great. Usually time spent is well spent for a father. So we enjoy that. We're going to get out of here. We'll see y'all next week. Enjoy your weekend. This is Kevin and Bubba saying goodbye from 105.3 The Fan.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.